how any diminishment of any among us in our own eyes, via the means construction of popular opinion equals democracy, that ideology, democracy, leads directly to our doom as commoners globally. How democracy is made a circular trap with the aid of this key con, consent, against which we're made proof when we stand with our brothers and sisters in speech and in action. We have a system that subjects us to its scrutiny and asks, "Are you good enough to serve me?" And that question causes us much grief. Much grief. Look not left nor right, but to the orders that I give to you. Be quick about it. Be perfect or be gone. Now that's the system. We work for it. What if we flipped it? How would we make it work? And I take too long to explain, but we don't really mean it. As I will say in a second, bend it to our each individual's will. How would we make it provide what we needed to make each day a masterwork of freedom? If we stop to consider the matter, we'll see that our diminishment is the point of division, to distinguish who is good from who isn't, quote unquote. That division is key to establish the need for some artificial, mythical belief in the efficacy of hierarchical leadership. And this style of leadership is co-signed by illusory notions of excellence, perfection, and that excellence is determined by means of educational institutions, which exist to select obedience. And that the job of this educational result, the obedient, is to construct and control popular opinion, the endorsement of which protects the ideology of democracy, which forms the warp and weft of rule. And so this diminishment is made to justify everything. Its every horror may be laid at its door. Are they poor? Well, it's because they're uneducated. Do they tend to dissolution? Do they drink, do drugs, disrespect their bodies? Well, what do you expect? They never learn better. We must work harder to help them by building the technological and surveillance infrastructure to identify their needs so we can drag them into the 21st century. I heard her say, they don't want to lead. But mother didn't want to be a fearless evolutionary till she was. Things change in our sense of ourselves as we gain new information. We are all brilliant. And probably all the more so to the degree we know how much we've yet to grow. As Socrates intimated, and we discussed this on our Karl Popper page, and I share an excerpt from the Waking Up Radio Show of October 6, 2013, found on the page Global Awakening or Great Reset. Socrates' dilemma, we discussed, points to the illegitimacy of rule. And I quoted Karl Popper, but this moral intellectualism of Socrates is a two-edged sword. It has its equalitarian and democratic aspect, which was later developed by Antisthenes, but it has also an aspect which may give rise to strongly anti-democratic tendencies. Its stress upon the need for enlightenment, for education, might easily be misinterpreted as it has been in a mega manner, as a demand for authoritarianism. This is connected with a question which seems to have puzzled Socrates a great deal, that those who are not sufficiently educated and thus not wise enough to know their deficiencies, and my interjection, it is going to be Karl Popper himself in this book, The Open Society, who points out that if you're thinking by education, he means the educational institutions. that the educational institutions are designed, in fact, to reproduce a system of rule by the few. Continuing, seems to have puzzled Socrates a great deal that those who are not sufficiently educated, and by that we don't mean by educational institutions, and I don't think Socrates did either, and thus not wise enough to know their deficiencies, are just those who are in the greatest need of education. Readiness to learn in itself proves the possession of wisdom. In fact, all the wisdom claimed by Socrates for himself. For he who is ready to learn knows how little he knows. The uneducated seems thus to be in need of any authority to wake him up, since he cannot be expected to be self-critical. Unquote from Karl Popper from Chapter 7, The Principle of Leadership in the Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. I think, as I said in that show, the way out of this seeming dilemma of the need or not for authority is to recognize and to trust the authority of the earth, its power to recapture mistaught souls. The force upon our minds of that which feeds us is profound, and authentic judgment rests on our being self-sufficient.